So far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers. And we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads, and ask them to serve as kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels, and that is in groups, peer-to-peer.
And she goes on to specifically call them information warriors. WEF announces recruitment of information warriors to control the narrative on social media. The World Economic Forum has announced it has recruited hundreds of thousands of information warriors to control the internet, police social media, and forums for misinformation, the conspiracy content, which will then be systematically shut down. They put out a press release yesterday. They put out a podcast with Klaus Schwab and others. And they have declared their number one enemy, InfoWars, and have said that they've hired 110,000 operatives that they called information warriors. Where have we heard that term before? The info warriors to counter we the people. I mean, man, I keep trying to explain to the listeners, they're really scared of us, not just me. But the fact that we've got the Death Star plans. And if people pay attention, folks will know the future and how to counter what's about to go down. And then it's game over. And they are so panicked that we know their exact plans from deep research and total focus. And that if Congress and legislatures and other leaders like Bolsonaro run with the ball, it's game over. Klaus Schwab's going to prison like his grandfather. It's Nuremberg 2.0. But if we don't expose them, they're going to collapse civilization around us and pose as saviors. World Economic Forum publicly declares an information warfare operation with information warriors to counter InfoWars and other disinformation outlets. How honored are you as the army of InfoWars to know that you're in direct conflict and information warfare with Klaus Schwab, the New World Order? Now do you understand why I say share the articles and videos? Now do you understand why I say magnify what we're doing? Because I don't want to be the best in the fight, because I'm not that good. I want to stop these people. I want to see other leaders like Tucker Carlson, Bolsonaro, Joe Rogan, countless others stand up, and they're starting to. But you know what? The enemy recognizes us and me as the number one enemy to their New World Order. I told you 20 years ago, while I was eating a chicken fried steak and drinking an iced tea 20-something years ago at Waterloo Ice House after I'd done a two-hour TV show, that I literally, talk about a vision, it was like a download. And God showed me the future and what was going to happen, and also how dangerous it would be, and said, are you ready to sign on for this? And I remember sitting there, you know, alone in that restaurant and going, yes, I accept this. It's like I was floating. I go, yes, I accept the mission. And it went, here's the rest of the download. And I got slammed with the imprint of data. And it was like, all right, soldier, you joined. Get ready. I literally was commissioned by God for this war. Here we are inside the New World Order. Well, the World Economic Forum, which is the mouth of the New World Order, the mouth of the UN, the mouth of the megacorporations, the mouth of the slave masters, the spokesperson for evil, has come out and said that their attempted world continual never-ending lockdown and forced injection failed. It was still devastating. And now there's a total rejection happening of them across the board. And billions of rotting poison mRNA gene therapies that no one will take. And their answer is a declaration of war, next level censorship, with 110,000 volunteers inside media and big tech, an army of Brian Stelter, Humpty Dumpty Pennywises to surveil and censor with AI tools the people of Earth. WEF announces recruitment of 110,000 information warriors, close quote, to counter InfoWars. We specifically in their documents are named, and the American people and others resisting their designed planetary collapse. Let's play a short clip of the podcast that the WEF spokesperson just put out.
So part of this verified and pause campaign entails also recruiting people around the world. And so far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers. And we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads, and ask them to serve as kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels, and that is in groups, peer-to-peer.
And she goes on to specifically call them information warriors. WEF announces recruitment of information warriors to control the narrative on social media. The World Economic Forum has announced it has recruited hundreds of thousands of information warriors to control the internet, police social media, and forums for misinformation, the conspiracy content, which will then be systematically shut down. But who put out the conspiracy content? Can we pull up the Fauci clip from 25 years ago where he says natural immunity is 100% when you've had a virus, which is a fact, but if you tried to say it, you were censored. You still are. And now the CDC director, Walensky, announces major agency changes after COVID missteps, and they go on to admit they lied to us about everything. Citing botched pandemic response, calls for CDC reorganization. Admits CDC made dramatic mistakes. Yeah, you lied to us on purpose. That's even in the SPARS 2025-2028 document, which is really 2020-2023 document, of their lifetime attack. The tweets are almost identical. You just move the letters around as a little joke, and it completes the tweets were actually put out. They wrote that years before they launched it because they're following handbooks, blueprints. That's how they get such unification and mechanized, systematic execution of their multifaceted, multivariate operation. But here is Fauci saying natural immunity is the king daddy. And remember, you're not allowed to say that today on any corporate platform. Here it is.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And so
if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
Should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Fauci's on video, so is the Surgeon General in his Star Trek outfit, saying natural immunity doesn't exist. Just like two men can have a baby or two women can have a baby in prison. None of it's true, but it doesn't matter. It's a war on logic. We got more of this critical information on Nancy Pelosi's insider trading, on Brian Stelter's collapse, on Sam Harris and his arrogant, hubris-filled confession. That's all coming up next segment. But first, if the World Economic Forum, the head of the New World Order, says they want to counter InfoWars with their own information warriors, what does that mean? It means you're insane if you don't share all our articles and videos in any way you can. It means you're crazy if you don't recognize their number one enemy is your number one defender. I am 100% committed to you, 100% unto death, because I hate these devil worshipers, and I know we can beat them, and I want to get them. Just like a sheepdog's bred to kill wolves, I'm bred to kill lies. And that's why they hate us so much. And I want to thank you for keeping us in attack formation. But you are literally, with your gravity of will and your prayer and your financial support and your word of mouth, holding us in position against the enemy in a battle of wills. So go now, like you've never gone before, to InfoWarsStore.com and energize us. The enemy has openly declared that we are your champion. They have openly declared that we must be destroyed. What more do you need? If somebody tried to stab your child, would you raise an arm to stop them? Yes. Well, we are that arm. And I will say it. I wish there were other people more successful. I wish I was not the tip of the spear. I'll be honest with you. This is not fun. But you know what? My spirit is strong and is more powerful than ever because of God and because of your prayer. So I ask you now, go to InfoWarsStore.com where DNA Force Plus, it's so incredible for your immune system and your cellular function, your telomeres, your DNA is back in stock. DNA Force Plus, the flagship Rolls-Royce Ferrari of supplements, is back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Supermel Vitality, they're all there, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Go now. The cavalry has finally arrived. It has been almost a year since we had DNA Force Plus in stock. And because we wouldn't cut the quality of the ingredients, we haven't had our number one product, DNA Force Plus, the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 that is on record in so many studies to not grow your telomeres or your DNA strands, but make them last longer, which is basically the same effect as a glass half full or half empty. If something makes your telomeres last longer, it doesn't regrow them, it just makes them not shrink. And it's got so many other documented ingredients that supercharge the health of your cells and allow them to detoxify. If you're worried about all the things in our environment, all the attacks that humanity has been under, and you want to support the broadcast with this flagship product, it is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus with astragalus, root extract, organic reishi, CoQ10, PQQ, ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and more. This is the one product that if you forget to take it every day, whether you're a man, a woman, a child, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. It has the same effect on everybody to clean out the cells and supercharge the body. DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, is finally back in stock. This is the cavalry coming over the hill, not just for our bodies and our immune systems, but for the funding of this operation. You have been incredibly faithful listeners and viewers and supporters. We would not be in the red if it wasn't for supply chain breakdowns. And finally, our number one product, DNA Force Plus, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.